Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of Chewing New Podcast. It's going to be a good one. Thursday, episode 285. Woo, climbing that ladder. Unfortunately, the Galoot's not here, but we do have a special guest in the house taking his spot. If you have a high filter of light, you might want to lower it down just a little bit because it might get a little too shiny. But if you know who I'm talking about, then you know. Anyways, guys, y'all ready? Let's start the show. Come on.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight up Gray Skull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGB and across the globe, we're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Who Podcast. Let's get into it.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back once again. Another episode of Chew and Who Podcast every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. We've been doing great. For the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, we've been consistent. So I'm just glad. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who's tuning in right now. I appreciate you guys. Make sure you do that little thing right there. Follow, share, and subscribe. You shy, so we get everybody on here to watch this show. It's going to be a special show, guys.
Do that little thing. Wow.
Oh, my. Here we go. You know who's here already.
Do that little thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do that little thing.
Today on the episode, I'm not introducing the primary guest. I'm introducing the co-host for tonight's episode. And by the way, he has a new name that we've blessed him here in the Chew New Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Mr. Armando El Foquito Rivera. Yeah, buddy. All right. Okay, we'll stick to Cacuete. But
El Foquito,
bro. It fits you like
what the hell?
You're like an LED light, bro.
LED light. Wow.
Just take, bro, trust me.
Okay, so bro. What happened to now? No more cacahuate.
No more cacahuate. That's it. We're done with cacahuate. Now you're the foquito, bro. El foquito?
Golly, man.
Bro.
Are you? Bro. No. Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Real quick before we even start.
What?
That little nickname, uh-huh. I kid you not, every time that they see me when I get home from work.
Right.
Ya llegó Papá Foquito.
It fits, bro.
Shut up.
Embrace it, bro. I see dollar signs in your future, all right? Just letting you know, buddy.
Shut up. Let's get to the show.
You know what? I'll give you the honors to introduce the guest tonight, brother. I'll do you that one honors. Go introduce our guest.
Of course. I mean, our guest for this evening right here. I'm not Chew, okay? I'm a lot cuter, and I do have a leg, okay?
And he's Foquito.
Of course, esta tarde, esta noche, tenemos aquí en el Chew and Who Podcast por primera vez. Actually, one of the youngest rising stars with 3-Bad Lucha Libre and Lucha Libre Triple A. Of course, let's give the big welcome to Dos Costuras.
Yeah, man. Hello, no, hombre.
Se parece a mí cuando le hace así.
Ay, por favor, pero más alto, güey, no.
Mucho más alto. Mucho más alto. Tengo que usar una escalera con él.
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show, brother.
Nothing much, man. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah. Really blessed to be here with you two present, and honestly, can't wait to start, man.
Guys, buddy, having you on the podcast is not only a treat, but an honor, man. I've seen so much stuff on your Facebook page, bro, that is just phenomenal. When I mentioned it to people that I was interviewing you, like, who's that guy? I go, dude, the guy that wears a baseball mask, bro. You're interviewing that dude? I go, yeah. Bro, he's going to be on the pod. Dude, I got to tune in and check it out. He goes, yeah, bro, for sure.
Well, get on here, bro. They're tuning in more because El Foquito's here.
Like I said, guys, if the light's too bright, dim the light on your phone. You'll
dude,
be just
that
fine.
Light that you have right in front of me is actually blinding me, bro.
That's actually you, buddy. You know what I mean? But anyways. And we already got comments jumping on the line right now.
Let's get to our guests. Let's not worry about the comments right now.
They're saying, turn off the foco, and I can't, guys. I'm sorry. But anyways, buddy, welcome. welcome to the podcast, first of all. And I mean, I know we had talked behind this, behind the pod before we started the pod, behind screen, behind the like the way behind the scenes. We talked about it'll be your first time podcast ever. It's gonna go smoothly, man. It's gonna run sweet. Don't worry about it, man. Just relax, be yourself. There's a couple of shots of tequila next to you. I'm just joking, bro.
But not from this table here. That table, yes. Not this one. Right. Not this one. Oh, oh, this table. This one's mine.
Puro veneno. Puro veneno
bueno. So, let's start from the beginning, bro. Tell us a little bit about, you know, when you came into Lucha, bro. I mean, tell us the origin story is what I want to know, bro. Go ahead.
Obviously, you do have to start from the beginning, not from the end.
Duh. Exactly. Let's go.
Bueno, English or Spanish?
English or Spanish. Whatever you're comfortable with, bro.
Ya está. Nombre. Well, honestly, it came to mind after watching show after show from 3Bet, right?
Right.
3Bet. Watching the shows there in Brownsville, or even sometimes that one show they did in Harlingen, PI, the very first show in Port Isabel, I was there watching Commander Laroqui, Los Piratas, Cyrus, and honestly, I was just like, hey man, why can't I try a new sport? I already tried baseball, right?
Right, right.
Let's try a new sport. Let's see how it fits, or a ver qué onda.
Right, right.
I was going through college, like around 2022, right? And there at the college recreational center, there's like a mat. And I was, at the same time, during my lunch, I was watching tumbling videos, which is forward rolls, backward rolls, and all of that, cartwheels. They can. I'm gonna
try. Self-training, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm honestly, yes, sir. Very. I have no idea how. It's just that I was like, vamos a calarle, right? So I was just watching YouTube, and by the time lunch ended, he said, let me go to the mat, a ver qué onda, right? And so I started doing forward rolls, y me salió la primera, and I was like, a la mouse, qué onda, está. It's all right, it's all right.
Yeah.
Y luego dije, back rolls, and then cartwheels, and then a lot of other tumbling. And then all of a sudden, dije, maybe I can. Maybe I could try this new sport. But the only thing that I was struggling with was trying to find somewhere to train, like actually inside a rope, and where inside the ring, sorry, inside the ropes, where and professional wrestler could actually teach me the ways and the moves and everything, the how do you call it, the in and outs of the ring and the,
right.
the profession. But yeah, mainly like starting to college after high school. Just me and the mat in there at the recreational center at the university where I study. And it was just me, YouTube videos, and me just solito until I found a place where to train. But yeah, basically it just came from watching Lucha Libre since I was a kid as well.
Right.
My dad showed me tapes from like, the CDs from the times where with Mascara, Blue Demon, El Santo,
Los
Campeones Justicieros.
The classes, the legendaries, man.
The legendary guys, all legends.
Yes, sir. Quien más tinieblas, Black Shadow, todo eso. And then obviously came the boom, Místico. He came out and I was like, oh, wow. Dang, I didn't know they could fly, right? But este vato, like, he does a phenomenal job. My respects to him, obviously. And then came in WWE.
Right,
Rey Mysterio, right. El Camarada, mi jefe, el John Cena.
There you go. Yeah. You can't see him, though.
Yeah, el hombre, though. They started off from there. And then watching WWE with my cousins, playing luchitas there at home, man. But yeah,
I'm tirándose de la del techo y todo eso.
No, 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 la recámara
y tables se la pegaron.
La recámara. Es más, mira, poníamos un canasto con ropa y ya de cuenta que esa era la mesa. Y la tiramos y era la mesa y se gobera.
Y de repente la mamá, ¡eh! ¡Ya me doblaron la ropa!
¡Hombre, patito, pa' qué las quiero, carnal!
¿Did you get
it? ¿Y que quién le pegó a Junior? ¿Y que quién le pegó a Carlos? Yo no fui.
Yo no fui,
pero todo moretoneado, carnal. Pero bueno, no, hombre, ya, but yeah, as a child, man, just watching, growing up, wrestling, and then actually going to live events, thanks to 3Bet there at Brownsville. And then going into college and trying out the mats by myself. And I was like, okay, let's try to advance it to the next level. Let's try to find somewhere where to train.
Exactly.
And yeah. I remember seeing you, you know, going to our events there at Three Bad. I remember seeing this kid, like Jorge said, you know, this kid was actually a fan of us. He was sitting right there in the rows, and now look now he's one of our talents, our stars.
That's the awesome thing, bro. A lot of these young kids that go watch this, they get inspired. He goes, you know what? Yeah, I got my education, I had to take care of, but dude, this would be pretty cool, man. You know, and seeing that, they admire what you're doing, they want to do the same thing. I mean, in the safety of adult supervision, but the same thing.
But, you know, this guy has actually impressed a lot of people. You know, he has opened up the eyes of major people now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, so now getting into doing the college thing, your first time you're going to 3BAT. Now, there's a lot of vets that are there before you. Was there one in particular vet that took you kind of a little bit under the wing and said, "Hey, you know what? This is what you need to do. Hey, you might want to work on this." Was there anybody in particular that tried to like guide you in?
Yes, sir. Fine. Funny that you mentioned that because I was just thinking about that person, and honestly, like, if it wasn't for that moment where I met him, I wouldn't be here, honestly.
All right.
And that person is the chosen one, the Border Pride, Mr. Silas.
All right.
Yeah. I honestly met him at a gym without his mask because I saw his tattoos, and I approached him, and I was like, ¿Usted Silas? Yeah, sí, ¿qué onda? What's up? They go, oh, no, it's because I see you in 3BAT and watch you wrestle in La Fregada, right? And it just clicked, man. Dije, I'm already doing my training over here. I got to meet one of the persons that I actually saw in the ring.
Right, right.
At a gym there in my hometown, Brazil. Like, wow, where would you else get that? Like, actually see a wrestler in your gym where you live. And, like, I don't know, it's just... unexplainable, but at the same time, the funny thing about that is that his name stuck to me when they presented him, or Mr. Armando sometimes would present him from Brownsville, Texas. You know, my old guy, como que Brownsville, Texas? Because you know, you always hear Matamoros, Reynosa, Mexico, anywhere else in the world. But as soon as Mr. Rivera would hear, mentioned Brownsville, Texas. He got la mouse. Look at this, este camarada. He volteé a Cyrus. And so I met him, and then as I continued my training and so, and I messaged him, I followed him on Facebook and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the, hey, you got to be careful when you do this kind of role, right? Because you're going to maybe mess up your hand on this, or watch your turn the other way. Because if you turn the same way as your opponent might surprise you with a knee, a blow, or an elbow or something. Make sure you turn on the, like, little key points. And I wasn't even, like, I could say training with, like, an actual wrestler. But based on the tumbling that I was doing on the roads over there at the recreational center mat, he gave me some advice. And he's just one of the first few people, but mainly I just want to mention him. Like, him was the only reason that I got into wrestling, aside from just pure inspiration for me.
But he's been a big inspiration, you know, to a lot of people, a lot of young fellas, you know, that actually want to go into this business. You know, I've met Sidus, I've known him for years, and he has inspired a lot of young fellas, you know, where they see him and they're like, hey, you know, and like you, when you first met him, you know, you were like, hey, you're Saitos. And a lot of people are like that with him now, you know, and they want to be trained.
Yeah.
And if they want to be trained here in the Valley, they basically want to be trained by him, you know, because he is basically the best we have, you know, in the industry right here in the Valley. You know, my opinion, my fact, he's the best. And when he trains you guys, you know, when he gives you that advice, it's because of his experience that he has.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the fact where I've seen a lot of the vets that come out, some that have been there for years. I've heard stories. I've seen it actually when I actually go to matches to go watch. They try to take the young ones under the wing, but sometimes they're like, you know what, dude? Figure it out. No one taught me. I got to do it. I did it on my own. Figure it out. But there's some that are willing to teach the art the right way instead of just saying, well,
you're going to be aggressive. Yeah. Instead of being aggressive, they take their time, they have their patience with them and all that. Sidus is one of those guys that has the patience. You know, another one that I know that has all these patience with you, young fella, is Rey Supremo.
Rey Supremo, shout out to Mr. Supremo, Rey Supremo.
The King Supreme.
Yeah. He's a really good guy, man. And he once I told him that I was going to debut, he made me feel like home. He extended his hand and he's like, hey, welcome.
You're part of us now. That's awesome, bro. I mean, consider the fact that he took you under his wing, showed you the ropes. Now, let's fast forward to the training that you went through, all that good stuff. You're finally going to debut for the first time.
Yeah.
Who was your first opponent?
I'm going to go a little bit back to the training part.
All right, I'll go to my first opponent.
As I mentioned, I was trying to find where to train, right? And I couldn't find anywhere in Brownsville. The only closest thing was in Matamoros with Profe Kaoma Jr., legendary wrestler, my respects as well. The only thing is that as of me and my family, we have some type of bad experiences over there. So I'm honestly not allowed to go alone over there. So I was like, to me, it was too risky. But thank God I found somewhere over here in the valley, which was in a show that I saw from a company named TWO. And that was the first time I attended one of the shows. And surprisingly, Sidus was there. He was going against El Naval, former wrestler here locally from Mission, Texas. And Epidemius Jr. It was a three-way dance, and I saw him wrestle and everything. And then I was trying to ask, hey, I saw the ring was here, so I mean, I'm asking, hey, is there an opportunity to train somewhere? He says, I met El Naval for the first time, and he said, go talk to so and so, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll give him your contact name and everything. We'll go from there.
Yeah,
and thankfully I found the company, the TWL, which is run by Miss Casey Blue. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her, and Mr. Naval as well. He took me under his wing, showing me the first few running the rope, how to take a bomb, how to take a front bomb, mm-hmm. back bomb, everything. He was mainly my first, I guess you could say, true coach, professor that he taught me, and my respects to him. And that's when it took off there with over here in I think in FAR, where we had our training facility
in La Bodeguitas.
You get there, and I mean, I as a baseball player, I had that athlete condition, but I'm telling you right now, those of you that are watching, you're trying to go into pro wrestling, you're ready, because it's a lot of conditioning.
I can see that, man, because I mean, you're being an athlete and you say, you know what, I'm going to try it. I can do this. I can run the ropes. I can take the bump. And then when you first get in there, I go, ooh.
The very first day of training, you're like, you want to quit. You want to quit in the very first few. Maybe the first day, you want to give up already. Yeah. A lot of times.
Bruises, throwing up on the side of the ring.
You're going to continue doing it. You're not
going to
give up.
I'm from Brownsville, driving every Saturday or every time there was training to FAR and back, FAR and back.
And they used to have some during the week. During the week, también. I mean, they had it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, si no me equivoco.
Sí, creo que sí.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's true. Y por eso digo, I mean, back then, la gota está, que está más o menos, ya sabes como ahorita está... how Mr. Rivera said, cuando quiero hacer algo, se va a poder.
It's true. I mean, that's a commitment, bro. Is it the ánimo que you're like, chingama, I'm going to go back again. And you keep getting that commitment going. I got to keep going, I mean, it's
like that little train. You got to keep on going.
Speaking of little trains.
Shut up. Don't even start. Shut up.
So go on, bro. Go finish up what you were saying there, bro.
You know, but like I was saying, yeah, trying to get into pro wrestling, be careful because it's a lot of condition. And the first time, like, por poquito y tiraba las migas, pero no, hombre, me aguanté. Pero pues.
Pero iba con salsa o nomás así con pollo,
no, con queso. Salsita roja.
No, pero vamos a comer.
Espérate, deja que acabe de entrenar. Ahorita vas a tragar migas, cabrón.
Pero no, hombre, sí, So as far their training with them, I started training actually. They're learning from there, from again, El Naval. I always had an open mind, open ears, like trying to be as much coachable as possible, trying to like a sponge, absorb every single knowledge, ring awareness, promos, everything, the lucha style and the American style. Because honestly, to me, it's like a two-way tool that you could use, and it's very essential, right? Because for those that don't know, everything from the lucha style is done on the right, and everything on the American style is on the left, as far as I know, as far as they told me, right?
Right.
It's universal. Like, if you're going to train with, or you're going to wrestle with a Japanese dude, you know, pues te está hablando, oh, mouse, espérate, calmado, espérate, está bueno, calmado, no sé, pero pues, vamos a darle, pero. It's universal, man. Like, I can't describe how beautiful the sport of lucha libre is and the sport of wrestling is, that it's so universal that if you want to work, you're going to work, and it's going to come out nice and good if you're willing to work. But okay. Yet again,
right now that you said about lucha libre and American style wrestling, your first match against an American style wrestler, wasn't it against the Killjoys?
No.
¿No era contra ellos?
No.
Ya habías luchado antes contra.
No, pero
it para eso Jake, iba. Right? Jake Bishop.
Sí, para eso iba. So I was starting. Like I said, training there at TWO, and maybe for like a year, más o menos, and then I got a call from a company, other es que se llaman Los Evil Masters, and I debuted it there, in their one of the Royal Rumbles. It was like a Royal Rumble type match.
Okay, all right.
It was that was actually my debut there, right there, and I honestly. I got my gear, I got my boots, my mask. Y dije, a la frega, it's showtime, man. Y dije,
what was going through your mind when you're coming, straight to the ring? You see, what number were you going in?
The last one.
Holy moly! Oh my God!
Acá la frega, debut y el last one. Órale, a ver qué onda.
Mete tu barro, los.
Y dije, no,
pues. El último.
I believe I was the last one or the second to the last, pero por eso, like I said, I couldn't think at the moment. I was just like thinking of like, what's gonna happen? What
right.
do I do?
Right.
Let's go back to the fundamentals, right?
Right?
Be careful with this and that. Make sure you do, if they're lucha libre, make sure you do the right. If you're American, do the left, right? But pues, as soon as I heard my song, man, it's you click like that.
Go honestly, time, let's go.
Handle it. Like the person behind the mask was just like, oh, la madre, ¿qué estás haciendo aquí? ¿Qué estás haciendo aquí?
What am I doing? Estaba como Fluffy.
I couldn't believe it. Like ponle que a year ago I was, I don't know, playing Sunday League baseball, and now all of a sudden I'm all over here, and they're about to enter the ring.
Right.
And as soon as I heard my song, I'm like, ni mo, vámonos. No pasa nada, hay que echarle.
Y no le dimos, si ya, me da la pierna, no pasa nada.
Acabo ya pisamos aquí, ya le metimos pata. Pero no, me thank God, I figured out some of my opponents y la fregada, and thank God I won that match, my first match.
That's awesome, man.
Y así,
that's
no, todos los otros ya estaban cansados, ya así no, ya llega fresco.
No, pues, pero deja tú, yo como nuevo, like rookie, no, pues a la Mauser, vamos a agarrarlo, y que ya mero me sacaba uno entre la ¿qué? First and second row, tenía el pie así bien pescado aquí, casi me salía del ring, y jala, mouse, ¿Qué onda? ¿Aquí no hay reglas? Okay. Le dije, no, pues no.
No.
Le dije, no. Por eso digo, like, I wasn't thinking too much of that, pero me puse, hala, like, ¿qué tapa? I sometimes enter, like, in a, like, shock moment, like, what the heck, man? But again, I wasn't used to that. I was new, right. Green. And I could still say that sometimes I am green because I'm always trying to learn single day. Pero...
Right.
I try to learn from my mistakes and I try to correct them. Pero ese día, like, nuevecito, fresco, tierno, y la mouse, puro pelado acá que su mechona. Pero bueno, ahí le echamos ganas and I came up with my arm on top that day, on my debut.
Yeah, throwing people out. I don't even know this dude.
I don't even know the
consecutive.
Sí, no, hombre. Pero bueno, hombre. From there, it started on. Yeah, that was my debut.
Lo bueno que yo no estaba en ese Royal Rumble.
Por favor, deben tirar primero, güey.
oye, adentro, a ti, pum, vamos.
O no te miraba, güey, they wouldn't find, like, where is he?
Where is Major Wrestling?
Shut up. Hala.
No, man. So what, I mean, quick question. What do you feel, or what do you prefer? American style or lucha?
I always say my bread and butter is lucha libre. I respect both of the American and wrestling, American and lucha, but my bread and butter has always been lucha libre, because again, this comes from lucha libre, right?
Right.
Honestly, I watched a little bit more lucha libre than you could say American, but it's because of the fast pace. I like it. Like, you run the ropes, you throw a line, they duck it, y que la fregada brincas, y no, hombre, salto el tigre, y maroma para atrás, y que ahora que agárrate segunda, tercera, maroma. Like, it's nonstop action, pero bien bonito.
Yeah.
Acá, American style, okay, they take your time, they tell the story.
Y es más golpe.
Yeah.
Yes. Es más golpe.
Ándale.
Acá tenemos los detallitos, tenemos sí, todo. No, mira, hasta con los detallitos, mira. Es rapidez. Entras y entras con los detalles. Vamos,
exactamente. Yeah, and that's truly my bread and butter. But again, my respects to both. And honestly, if you would tell me, hey, you gotta wrestle this guy, but he's American, and then you gotta wrestle this guy that's lucha, no hay pedo. Vamos a echarle. Para eso estamos aquí. Vamos a trabajar, a hacer lo que sabemos hacer, lo mucho, lo poquito que aprendemos de la lucha libre, o más bien, lo que aprendes bien, que nunca se te olvida, hay que hacerlo, pero bonito y bien. Porque si no, si vas tú que no, que yo soy la mera pipe, la fregada, yo voy a hacer lo que sea. I guess, but that's you. Me, I'm gonna go to work professionally, right? Because, again, people that pay the ticket, No se vale que hagan un despapalle y que no. That to me is, no, para mí no me jala eso, pero again, cada quien su luchador, mis respetos, pero me personally, you're gonna work with me, vamos a trabajar bien, lo que venimos a hacer, trabajar profesionalmente, be professional.
Right.
You know, right now that you actually mentioned that, there's been a lot of occasions where you go wrestle one of the fan favorites in a city, and all of a sudden you impress more the fans there. Now they're cheering for you instead of them, and it has happened. It has happened where all of a sudden the fan favorites se cree acá, oh, yo soy, luego de repente llega uno de fuera de la ciudad y se gana la gente.
It happens sometimes, like, you that know? Bro, it does happen that way.
It's weird because I've seen it where, like, oh, okay, well, this guy was loved before, now they hate him. So.
Yeah.
The tables have turned, my friend.
Pero, no, hombre. Acá me dijo, pero sí, no, I mean, like.
Dude, that thing is still blinding me, bro.
Bro, I'm blinded.
I see very well because of that.
I'm blinded because that thing's coming off your head.
Tiene aquí los ojos, porque si no, ya te hubieras candidato.
Bro, I should have brought shades, because that reflection off your forehead just hitting me really bad,
dude,
bro.
I don't know why you have that light over there, man. Golly, bro.
Guys, for those of you who are watching, if you wonder why he feels the scream, the camera's about 3 feet down, so he can actually get in a full screen.
Golly, man.
I love Bowser.
This is what I get every single time that I come to this guy's show. No, the bad thing about it is he doesn't have me dinner. He has never had me dinner. La primera vez que vine con él, me tenía cacahuates.
Ala.
No, y japoneses.
Órale, no.
Pues. ¿Cuándo fregaste traía?
Una vez me trajiste, la primera vez me trajiste. Estás hablando de Ayales. Y luego no me trajiste hasta un año y medio después.
Hala.
It was for a reason.
Un año y medio después.
Y todavía no creces, güey.
Pero tú
de
perdido creciste.
Para los lados. Hala, macho, ¿qué onda?
What did I get myself into?
Oh, man.
On that note, we're gonna take a quick time out. I got people here saying, you know, your bald head's reflecting, it's crazy.
Who the hell is saying that? Who is saying that?
I can't, what is it?
Better not be my wife. I'm pretty sure it probably is my wife.
It probably is. Is it fuera?
¿Quién dijo ese? ¿Quién es ese?
Don't worry about it. Names are safe on my podcast.
Nah.
You're safe.
Es un milagro que Vicente no se
dale tiempo, ahorita sale.
Bueno, tiene castigo en la casa.
Guys, shout out to our sponsors first up. Casa de Reyes, man, high quality with quality service. Give these guys a call at 956-376-8372. Casa de Reyes, great company, man. You're building the plan to build a new home. Give these guys a call, man. They think about your pocketbook, not breaking the bank. They are legit about creating a great home for you, man. I know one of our buddies next door who owns, who's part of the Triple B, has a home made by them. Beautiful home, beautiful craftsmanship. These guys are number one quality when it comes to home, newborn home builds. So give them a call at 956-376-8372. Casas de Reyes, man, where they not only build you a great home, but they think about your pocketbook and not breaking the bank. Another big shout out to Anonis Constructions, guys. These guys build residential, commercial, remodel, everything it is that you're looking for. These guys are really good with it, especially with the commercial building, man. Amazing job. They've been doing great things as far as for the community, and they've been in a lot of commercial sites they've been at also. Tony's been doing wonderful things over there, man. Click on that QR code, gets you straight to the phone number. You can give them a call ASAP. And like always, you're building a foundation first, but he has another company right beside it called Anonis Concrete Solutions. Give them a call too, man. I mean, they finished up the parking lot in Edinburgh. For the courthouse.
They are
building something else over here in McAllen. That's another big area, nothing but a parking. These guys they're rolling, bro.
They're rolling, doing great job, man.
You want a consistent person or a consistent company that's going to help you through commercial or residential, give these guys a call. They're great. Great associate, and don't know Chewing who sent you. And last but not least, Inked and Say Tattoo Parlor over in Andy Protection with Freddie Honda. Now, Freddie's a great buddy of mine, man. He does great tattoo work, man. If you're looking to do custom tattooing, get a hold of this guy. He'll help you out, give you a great price. If you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, he does hold a Bible study. If you feel like you're going to be doing bad things at night, you want to head over to his shop. They have Bible readings. You know, hear the word. Amen. Whatever helps you in your life, this might be your bread and butter.
And as a matter of fact, I think that's going to be pretty good because the tattoo that I actually want to get does have to do with a cross.
Looking for a discount.
No, I'm not looking for a discount. No, but there is a tattoo that I actually want to do right here on my forearm.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a cross with some clouds in the back, and it actually says, "Heaven gained what I lost."
Hey, I like that. That's pretty cool.
Heaven gained what I lost, and that's the tattoo that I want
to. Maybe have a customer coming up your. Freddie, have a customer going out your way. Give him all the heads up. Just let him know, man. You're headed out.
No, I have it. So I can show it to him.
There you go, man. But those are our sponsors.
Yes, I do want a discount soon.
I told you, Freddie. Freddie, if you have a chance, Freddie, you see that little bald head? Put some hairlines on his head.
Right here. Gotta get that, shave
it off a little bit.
I think I'm a peanut from Jeddah.
So we can call him, take away the foquito, call him little grasshopper.
Anyways. Oye, ya. Cálmate ya con el apodo. Ya está bueno. I'll take foquito, man.
Hey, foquito works.
Dude, I better not be hearing those chants next week in Brownsville.
Guys, hashtag Armando El Foquito Rivera for me for this week. And when you're out there watching them,
if I start hearing
those, let it go, bro. Let it go.
I'm pretty sure probably Roberto is probably going to come up with that también. Ya sabes cómo es Roberto Figueroa. Un saludo, amigo.
There you go, man. But we're coming back with Dos Culturas with us here on the podcast, man.
Dos Culturas.
Costuras.
No culturas.
Why are you saying culturas?
Culturas. I don't know. You're probably thinking about that Tejano band.
It's the Tejano band.
Culturas, you know, and all that.
Oh, my God.
But right now that you actually said that you were a baseball player. I guess that's that's always been the favorite. I always kind of wanted to know, you know, how did you come up with that?
Yeah, that's and, one of the questions.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Parijita. Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of people have asked me when I'm down there, oh, why does he come out with a baseball mask and he calls himself Dos Costuras? Because if people know about baseball, in a baseball, hay dos costuras nomás. En una pelota de
baseball. Yes, yeah. That's true.
You know, So I'm not sure if you got that name because of that, but that's what I figured. Wait a minute. I'm in a baseball, there's dos costuras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, pues sí. Like you mentioned, there is dos costuras, pero, well...
O tu abuelita te puso ese nombre.
No.
Es que ya sabes cómo son las abuelitas. Se te rompió el pantalón y te dijo, mijo, te hice dos costuras en tu pantalón. ¿Qué es lo que pasó? I already know that, man.
Yeah. Buddy, you just got scarred, buddy.
I'm sorry. Shut up, man. No, me puedes caer cuando tú quieras.
Gracias a Dios, right? I could still play baseball, and mm-hmm. I played baseball throughout my childhood into high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned, if I wasn't playing Sunday League, I would be doing wrestling shows. But mm-hmm. I come from playing baseball, and this mask, this design came from not a dream, but I think I went into like deja vu or something.
Okay.
And I thought of it and I visualized like the eyes and everything. I have no idea. No, I just like all of a sudden I think I was making or doing a test or something, or the professor was talking and me I dozed out como a human being y me puse a pensar así la fregada, pero yeah, I mean the design came from there, from just like thinking about it. But originally, this the Dos Costuras name is with the design and everything
mm-hmm.
comes from a pitch when I used to pitch. There's you know how there's a fastball, there's
right.
a curveball,
right.
slider. There's different grips.
Exactly.
Now in Spanish, fastball means recta. Tirando la recta, tirando la recta dentro, recta fuera. Fastball in, fastball out. Right, fastball outside. Now there's a curva, which is curveball.
Right.
And now there's two-seam fastball, mm-hmm. which in Spanish is called recta de dos costuras. So how you grab the two-seam fastball is the design right here.
Right.
I see. And that's my favorite pitch that I would throw, because llegaban unos monos tanques y que no, que yo voy a batear y la fregada. Y sí, le batearon un home run a mi camarada. ¡Pum! A su mecha, a tu bache. Y luego, no,
where the hell did that fall in?
El que sigue. No, pues ahí yo, ¿verdad? Tiraba esa pitch, se me movía a los righties para adentro y una rolita o un pop fly y los, like, no sé, pero se movía esa pelotita, no iba 90, 80 millas por hora, pero la tiraba, se movía, and like I mentioned, a little pop fly, a little grounder. And I would, or possibly strike up, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Pero that's my favorite pitch, and I was like, okay, this is the name I'm going to choose. Recta de dos costuras. But I took out the recta and just put dos costuras.
Dos costuras. I like that, man.
Sí, ya sabes.
There you go.
No viene. No viene de la abuelita.
Ya no pregunte. If you didn't hear it, you missed it. You should have been there.
So, no quiero que nadie me pregunte la otra semana in Brownsville how the name came about.
Yeah. You heard it. Speaking of next week, on the 28th.
March 28th.
Yeah. I know Chu and I got invited to that event. We're going to try to head out there.
Damn,
go out there because...
question. Are you all going to go?
It is right now in the up in the air. I think I am going to be able to make that show.
Okay, if you're going to go, I'm going to get you in that ring with me.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
No, so I can introduce and let them know what podcast you all have.
Oh, okay.
They're probably going to be like, Bacalo!
No, I'll bring a Chu's leg with me. Oh, this is my co-host. This is my co-host. He couldn't make it, but half of them made it.
But next week, yes, we are going to be with 3BAT, Lucha Libre, and Lucha Libre Triple A. Next Saturday, March the 28th, a partir de las 8 de la noche, vamos a estar en el Brownsville Sports Complex en la gran ciudad de Brownsville, Texas.
Tengo que dirigirla bien porque la última vez que estábamos en Port Isabel, cuando dije Spring Bro, no, me corrigieron. El Spring Break Bro.
Spring Break Bro.
Y es como estaba diciendo hace rato, oye, pues, right now in Spring Break, there's a lot of bros.
No, pues, sí.
Pero ya.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, how does it feel, bro? I mean, being in that promotion, three bad promotion luchas associated with AAA, you know, it must blow your mind, bro. It must blow your mind because you firsthand are gonna see luchadores that are, I mean, AAA now actually intertwine with WWE, bro. What goes through your mind when you get to these events?
Honestly, man, I can't believe it. Honestly, I can't believe it because 2 years ago, you would have told me, hey, you're going to wrestle, or not even 2 years ago, hey, 10 years ago, you're going to be wrestling with, or not wrestling with, but as of right now, sharing the locker room with stars from AAA, man, or even being a wrestler.
Nah,
a la mouse, man. I can't believe it, man, honestly. But at the end of the day, I give thanks to, first of all, to God, but also 3BAT that gives me all the opportunity to be with those type of talent and actually go and experience the type of environment that those type of wrestlers from AAA bring, right? And it's a mix of emotions, man, but at the same time, when I get there, I try to do my best, be professional, and try to do my best as I can to represent Bronzeville, to represent 3BAT the most professional and best way that I can.
Right.
And funny that you mentioned, or Mr. Rivera, again, funny that you mentioned the Spring Break Brawl, which is coming up. But I don't know, I'm just thinking, and you like guys just like answer my questions and I'm thinking, or right, I'm thinking about the same ideas. I'm not sure if it was a Spring Break Brawl or some type of event of the first few events where, I don't know if you remember, Mr. Rivera, when Alberto Patron came, first time versus Chavo Guerrero, something like that.
Oh, that was...
Y luego que vino el psicodélico.
Yes, that's already... Oh, it's already been a long time.
Yes, sir.
Pues, yeah, that's when we were at the Jacob Brown Auditorium and all that.
Hombre, y se ponía bueno más cuando, por primera vez en el 90, Psycho,
That's just... Yes. Those names.
Oh, yeah.
When you say these names, I'm like, Jesus, man.
You know, you think amazing. About him, you see him, you know, and we have worked along, with those guys. Metirihuana, one of the most humblest guys that you can meet in that locker room, man.
Míralo, bro, pero dicen la pimpa, no me está bien prendido este vato, bro.
Hey, that's only between me, him, and our locker room. Hey, leave it alone.
No,
yeah, funny thing about, lucky I'm seeing green, Mr. Iguana, is that day that the show that he came,
yeah,
I was listening to my booze getting ready, and all of a sudden I just look up and look to my left, and he's sitting next to
Right, next to you, yes.
I was like, a la mouse, bro, I just saw you yesterday on YouTube, bro, and now you're sitting next to me like... Again, I can't believe it, but
yeah,
thank you, God, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you to 3BAT, man. But
that was in Port Isabel, right? Or here in Brownsville?
Port Isabel.
In Port Isabel, yeah.
I got there first, but pues, I guess if he chose that spot.
Yeah, you were right there, right? Total. You know, I remember.
That's nuts, man. That's just crazy. Just boggles my mind. You know, being in that situation where you're sitting there and all of a sudden this talent walks and you're like, holy.
And that was the time that he set in for Alberto Patron. Yeah. That's the time that we were actually bringing Alberto Patron. Correct. And, you know, I know that he was, that Friday he was on Laredo, but he couldn't make it with us. And that's when Iguana stepped in, on a last minute thing, and you know, that guy.
No, sí, and
pero ahora la otra semana, la Parca viene.
La Parca, no.
Niño Hamburguesa.
Niño Hamburguesa. I would like to meet that guy. That'd be a pretty cool guy to meet right there.
I mean, it'll probably be his twin brother or something.
When is Microman coming out? I really want to measure the height.
As a matter of fact, let me tell you one thing. Okay, no. Seriously, if you want me to answer that question for you, he's actually coming next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
He's coming next Wednesday to the Landmark on Tower.
They vienen. They're coming for a show.
As you can see my face, there's thoughts running through my mind right now.
So they'll be here. Those guys are going to be here next Wednesday.
If you're watching, we're going to have a measuring contest.
Dude.
And this guy right here is going to lose.
As a matter of fact,
his wife's looking through his phone, man. So I mean, like we said before,
as a matter of fact,
seeing those athletes walk in and you get to share the locker room with them, bro. That's a trip.
Most veterans would say so shocked. It's just them, right? But again, 2 years in this industry, 2 years in this business, and I'm fresh. I'm new. I'm trying to learn. But at the same time, I'm trying to take advantage and appreciate those.
As a matter of fact, aquí lo tenemos.
appreciate those moments.
He's right there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
And of course.
Yeah.
Next week, también viene Aerostar, viene Octagon Junior, Forastero, Sansón, Emperador Azteca. As a matter of fact, Emperador Azteca, that match is going to be an awesome one.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's going to be a one-on-one match against
Chosen
One Saito. They're going for the Peso Crucero, three bat lucha.
Yes, sir.
No. I can't wait for that one. Of course, viene Rey Supremo. Viene la parca, viene una luchadora que I've been wanting to see, Lady Shani.
Lady Shani viene también.
Fabio Apache, también viene Canelo del Mar, Cyrus, viene El Bendito, of course, Hyper Cruz, y viene, of course, Jake Bishop.
So we
have a lot of great show coming up next week in Brownsville. So para toda la gente bonita, usted pareja, no nomás la gente bonita de Cameron, del condado de Cameron, de Brownsville, pero para Todo el Valle de Texas, todos, estamos invitando todos los de Matamoros, Río Bravo.
Tías, tíos, primas, todos.
De Reynosa, todos los que quieran venir, vamos a estar la otra semana, el día 28.
It should be a good, man. I mean, they've been promoting it like left and right. And I'm pretty sure there should be quite a few people showing up for this event, man.
The last time we had about 4,000 people, maybe a little bit more.
Maybe
a little bit more, yeah. We had a big house, man. And all of a sudden, you know, ya en la tarde, ya más nochecita fue cuando se nos vino un poquito la neblina.
Oh, yes.
My hair actually se me hizo bien puppy.
Ahí venían los zombies.
Wait, that's right. Hair?
Yeah, my hair was going puppy.
Hala.
Everybody's like,
ni él te lo cree, güey.
Yo le hice como el perro.
Hijo de su. Man.
Man. The miracles of God.
of course. Miracles. Always happen.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for it on your height, buddy. But anyways.
Dude, you're not that much taller than me. You're only like about half an inch to maybe an inch taller than me. Now, you're like maybe 12 inches wider than me.
Hey, just more me to love, baby.
Yeah, puro pork chops.
Hey, you can't tell me you can't pass up a pork chop.
Full of pork chops.
Do that again, bro. Show them that. You're not. What you'll never be.
Come on. Hey, for 54 years old, come on.
It's pretty sad.
Mira, te vas a divertir todo el tiempo. Si vienes otra vez, parejita, aquí en este parque, aquí te vas a divertir. Te vas a divertir a la máxima.
No, pues sí, ya me doy cuenta.
El show es mejor que el de Latin Lover.
Párale. Hey, turn to the side a little bit. Just look to the left.
Left.
There's a profile. You know who you're looking for now.
Go on. Hidalgo County.
There's a knock at the door. But no, man. So,
Ahora, él le va a hacer.
Oh, no. I had not seen this poster.
Oh, God, right, yes, about your height. Anyways, so we talked about being in the ring with these high caliber, you know, these athletes that are coming from AAA. You've been in there. What's one of the most memorable ones that you've had so far, bro?
So far, honestly, my debut at, with Three Bet, but at the sports park, honestly. And it's because it's in my hometown of Brownsville, Texas. And it was because also, too, I think Mr. Alberto Patron came with Fiscal, Bismo Negro Jr., El Pagano, Psycho. I believe it was Psycho. Si no era Pagano, Cyrus, and Estrellato, I believe. But, yeah, that was the first. No, not first, but, well, you could say first that caught, like, Asumechona, like it got to me like heart, porque again, I used to go to the shows.
Yes,
right there at Sports Park, I used to be in those bleachers, and then I went down to the ringside, and now,
in and the now ring. Now you're inside the ring.
There you go. Pero, man.
Yeah, number the when I got to the locker room, I was just looking around and looking at all the talent and. I didn't want to get teared up, but at the same time, it's like, damn, bro, like,
it's again, a lot to take. Wow, it's man, a lot
wow,
to take.
Wow. Wow, man. Like, honestly, I'm truly blessed, and I thank God and thank 3Bet for the opportunities. And yeah, I guess that would be one of the most that stood out to me. And because my family was there, my precious girlfriend was there too. Shout out to her too, because she's been with her since the first
day one. Yes, day one. Right or die, day one.
And gotcha. I told her, like, this is gonna be my autograph. This is gonna be my name. This is gonna be my my mask design. And she's gonna be, yeah, one day. It was, you know.
Está bueno, hombre. Pon ahí.
Pero yeah, no, they were all there. My family, my girlfriend, and all the people of my raza de Bronzeville. Shout out to all of y'all, because I hear you. I hear your cheers, and that motivates me, and especially the kids, man, because, again, I used to be one of them. Mm-hmm. I used to be cheering for my favorite wrestler, and for them to be cheering for my name, for me, my character, wearing some of my merch.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. When you go back and watch the show, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of comments on here that are saying, I have all your merch. I love this guy. When you go back, just look at all the comments that are on there, bro. You got a great fan base, bro. You got
nobody has mentioned me?
No? Still what?
Anyways, back to the podcast, guys.
I look at the comments.
But that was a
3-on-3.
Not even the wife, bro.
Está con el que paga los billetes de verdad. Está guato. Está más con que suelte los pagos. Está guato.
Make it rain.
Absolutely. Sharing is caring.
You're such an idiot, sharing, dude. Oh, my God. You're going to get whooped when you get home. So, yeah. Ruined. Now,
I told you. Oh, man. That's a really big.
There you go. Question I want to ask. When someone fairly new goes in to watch the wrestling match, 3Bet, you're coming up to the match, this next wrestling match coming up. What do you want this person to see when you're in the ring? What's the showmanship? What is the, hey, this is what I'm going to do and you're going to be impressed by? What is it that, you know, you expect them to see?
What I could say to respond to your question is something that is not that simple, but it's fundamental. I like to go back to the fundamentals that if you do them right and correct, they look beautiful, very beautiful, right? And again, some of the moves that I've been trying to work on is called a serpentina. It's very unique, I guess you could say. Take your opponent, or your opponent grabs you and takes you and then tries to spin you off, but at the end of the last second, you just grab on and you take them out. And that's one of the moves I've been trying to incorporate, right? Pero pues, a veces puedo y a veces no, porque pues no, un chicodazo y hablando algo ya, ya valió. Pero that's why you gotta be, ponte chango, ponte trucha, eh. Pero one of my moves that y'all should be familiar with is my home run. My home run es el que que más, like, I put some pepper and salt with it. Porque le echo
más crema a los tacos. No,
no le echaste seasoning all season. All season.
No, pues es que pues, hay que echarle, ponerle más
mole. That's a great move, man.
No,
that's,
man. That's a great that move. That one, I just wait for my opponent, or if we're at 2-on-2, right? I tell my partner, hey, tíramelo, yeah. Y yo lo voy a sacar, right? I'm going to take him out in la bandera. It's called bandera. Take him out, give him an elbow, para estantearlo, lo fregado, le doy dos, y luego lo barro. I take and sweep his legs, and he sits down on the apron.
Oof.
And he's stunned. I have no idea, pero pues está stunned de los elbows, de la quijada aquí. Oh, I try to land him.
Right.
Para que, ¿verdad? Porque no se me va. And I sweep his leg, and then after I do that, I do like a swing. Como si estoy pegando la ball, right?
Yeah.
I give a swing. I say goodbye. I go touch one corner, which is first base. I run to another corner,
awesome.
Second base.
That's awesome, bro.
Another corner, third base. And at the end, right where the opponent is sitting down, I slide to home.
That
I
is freaking awesome, dude. I like
slide
that. As a matter of fact, the first time I actually saw him do that, in my mind, I have never said it on the mic or anything like that. I call it the Grand Slam.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
I call it the Grand Slam.
Yeah,
and, you know, when I introduce him, you know, yo cuando le hago la introducción a Dos Costuras, yo siempre digo el beisbolista de la lucha libre.
Oof.
There you go.
Es lo que le puse. I'm not sure if you mind that, but,
oh, no.
You know, pero gracias. Así le puse, you know, yo, el beisbolista de la lucha libre. Yeah. You know, and people are like, as soon as I say that, they already know who's coming down.
Right.
See, no, that's awesome. Yeah, and from there, I just got to take advantage and do a dive. Take him out. Like, right there and then.
Jacinto Rivera, can you do it on the cacahuate? It's a foquito now, bro. You're right. It's a foquito.
And as a matter of fact, Jacinto's on his way to Houston to do some to see a doctor. So,
yeah.
Un saludo, Jacinto. We love you guys. God bless. Me saludas. And mucha suerte a Nikki. I know that she's Nikki's actually going to be wrestling this Saturday in Alice.
There you go.
She's actually teaming up with Micah.
Really?
Yes. I was surprised with that, too.
Huh.
Are we going to see Nikki turning heel now?
I don't know. That's something I would love to see, actually. I would like to see that. But, yeah, big shout-out to Jacinto, man. Hey, bro. Hope everything goes good for you up there, man. Good luck, bro. But, yeah, dude. But that little move that you're talking about, bro, that's pretty,
and like
pretty
I said, awesome. as soon as I first saw it, I was like, oh, Grand Slam. And as a matter of fact, when you do it on Saturday, I'm actually going to say that on the mic. Grand Slam!
Hey, no, y los tengo que pescar porque si no se quita, se mueve, entonces no puedo. Porque, ¿verdad? I try to do my best to get to my partner. My partner's there to help me. Adelante, venga, si no, pues yo los muevo y I'm going to try to do my best to get him there. Hola, Mauser, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué onda? Se anda muriendo el camarada.
El poquito que supondió.
Tú de Jacinto. Hijo de su madre.
Oh, my God.
Hola, Mauser.
Man, you're lucky this show's almost over, man. If not, I would have walked out of you right now.
That made the film clip. Thank you, Jacinto.
Jacinto, vas a verlo, Jacinto. Okay. I'm gonna take it out of Nikki.
That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, whatever, dude. Anyways, man. So, I mean, on this part of the show, this is where I like to go into the rivalry thing. Is there a specific wrestler or luchador that's a rival that you have that, you know, it's just something that it's a story told, you know, that's gonna be told for time after time when people will come, oh, it's this guy and this guy, dude, there's bad blood. Is there a certain rival out there that's just, you know, you have a baseball home run ready for him?
What I could say to that is that I honestly don't, because, again, I'm new, and I'm trying to reach out to more matches, more opponents, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do have one in mind, which I don't want to name him so that he doesn't know, but when the time comes, he's gonna get it. He's gonna get it because what he did to me, you don't do that. You don't do that to a new rookie. And you know
can
who you are.
At least say the initials.
I'd rather not, because again, I want it to be a surprise.
It's called the element of surprise, yeah. Mondo.
No, because I have a feeling I know who you're talking about.
Maybe you do, but
I have a feeling I know who you're talking about. And I'm going to leave it alone. Bueno, I'm going to leave it alone. I have a feeling I know who you're talking about. If it's that person, oh man. That would be a great rivalry.
No, por eso God, digo, please let Mondo say it so he can get a home run.
No. No, believe me, if this is what I think it is, let me tell you one thing right now. Los Culturas, se va a hacer un desmadre.
Oh,
my bird. Se va a hacer un desmadre. En ese ring, todo se va a ir.
Yeah.
Todo, es un vale todo.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be talking about it.
Yeah, and whoa. aside from that, dude, there's some, not I could say rivals, but I've been facing this wrestler by the name of Hyper Cruz, and he's a good wrestler, right? He's a good wrestler in my respects. I mean, he has more time than me, and again, he's one of the wrestlers that I most often wrestle, but at the same time, he's a good rival. I could say that. But there's a video there, I think, at the Pachanga, the park, where unfortunately, I got injured, but there's a picture there where me and him are face to face, or head to head, like staring off after we did a little wrestling right there. And to me, that could be some type of rivalry, but at the same time, we'll see, because that first dude that I have in my checklist, the very first one. So, bitch, I haven't gotten the opportunity to get him how I want to, but when the time comes, vamos a ver qué pasa.
What you been in?
In the words of Chris Jericho, you made the list. You made the list, man.
Yeah. Mark, shut up.
Last question for the night, bro. Last one for the night.
Wait. What do you mean, last question?
Last question.
30, bro.
Shut your face. Last question of the night. You need to grow. Last question of the night, bro. When it's years past, it's all said and done, it's finally time to leave the boots in the ring. What's the lasting impression you want to give your fans, bro? What do you want to be remembered by?
That's a tough question, Matt, because that's, again, one of the first reasons that I got into wrestling. Well, I didn't mention it, but it's kind of like personal, but at the same time, I don't know how to say it, but hearing the word death hits me in some way that it gave me some type of anxiety for a certain time. And I was like, I literally jumped out of my bed and, I was like breathing heavily. ¿Qué pasó, right? But again, I'm human. Right, I get some type of anxiety attacks, like some other people get depression and all of that. But my respects to anybody that's going through, and I'm sorry that if you're going through that, but try to find help if you're going through that. But fortunately, me, I just started thinking of something else. But I was like, I'm not gonna be here for 500 years, right? Obviously, so I better take advantage of my time here and do something that I want to do. During my early years, which is another sport. So that's when I take the high risk moves, I was like, you're not going to do that when you're 6 feet on the ground, man. So you better take advantage right now.
Right.
And going back to the question.
You gotta be doing those moves after you get to a certain age.
Yeah. And when that time comes, man, trying to leave the boots in the ring and hang the mask, I would like people to remember me as one of the wrestlers from Brownsville, Texas, that represented Brownsville and the beautiful touch of America's pastime, baseball.
There you go, man. Well,
you
said,
played for who in Brownsville? Who was a high school?
That's kind of personal, but I would just say I played in Brownsville.
Played in Brownsville?
Yeah. I played in Brownsville.
Leave it at it, please. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I play just because you can still play Little League doesn't mean you're a baseball player, right? Jesus Christ.
Softball. You know, right now that you actually said...
Here we go.
Let's just get a little bit serious about this. Mm-hmm. Right now that you mention the word death, you know, I know that feeling. You know, it's a very strong word, man, that a lot of times you just want to get it out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because it's in your mind. It's not inside your heart. But once your heart kicks in, boom,
yep.
That's out of here, out of your mind. You know, so I understand you big time there, you know, because you know.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
you
about.
You know, a lot of people know, but this is not the place to talk about it because this is not about beans, about you. But I understand you 100%. That about having that anxiety. Like right now that you said that you would wake up, you know, feeling like you were having heart attacks. I feel the same way sometimes, man. But we always have to leave it up to one person.
Yes, sir.
And that's God.
Yes, sir.
That's the only one that we can always leave it to. Only to God. Yes, God is the one that has the final word.
Yes, sir.
For all of us.
Yep.
Regardless of what we're doing. Regardless whether we're sitting down right here in the ring, at work, with our family, Dios tiene la última palabra.
Amen.
Y para ustedes, que ustedes siempre suben ese ring, you know, es como siempre nosotros siempre le dijimos, sabemos cómo subimos, pero no sabemos cómo vamos a bajar. Y si bajamos como subimos, es una bendición
yes,
para
sir.
Todos.
Yes, sir.
You know, es una bendición.
That's one of the personal things that I do. That I always commend myself to God, like before my match. Or even after I jump in the ring, I kneel down and take some seconds sometimes to do a little prayer. Because again, like you mentioned, we know how we're gonna go up, but we don't know how we're gonna come down.
Right.
But again, my respects to anybody, right? Everybody has their own beliefs, but my belief is, right, like Mr. Armando Rivera said, only he knows. Only he knows.
There you go. Well put, man. Well put. And it's weird how we went towards that direction, which gives me an opportunity to say that tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Lone Wolf Radio releases a episode, Top 10 Songs of Cry for Help, for those that are going through mental health illness, suicidal thoughts, you know, doing stuff like that. This episode is dedicated to you guys, man. And if you need help, there are hotlines you should reach out to, people you need to talk to, your loved ones, everything. Get yourself situated. Get yourself heard. Get yourself seen. So,
and always talk to the people that you can trust and love the most about what's going on in your life. Because if you hold it in, that's where it's really going to take you away. And regardless of who they are, the best ones are always going to, first one is always going to be God. The next one's going to be your family. You know, and of course.
Jazzy says, you're the goat. There you go. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, man, for coming out, having a good time with us, bro. I hope you enjoyed your first official podcast.
Yes.
Like I said, it rolls by pretty fast, man.
Sir.
Whenever you want an opportunity to come on back, let us know. We'll gladly set up an appointment for you to come back, talk some more stuff, you know, get off your chest.
Thank you. Have prayer for us.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we'll make sure this one's not here, you know. Take a good look at us. The last time you guys see him, guys. No, but I'll say thank you once again, bro. I appreciate you. It's been a treat.
Dude, I was in the house.
Bro. But thank you so much, man.
El beisbolista de la lucha libre.
What did I say? Just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. Entertain. Yeah. Go out there. Do your thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. There's a guy who say, yo, Dose, it's Alex. It's at A-L-W-A-W.
A-W-L-W?
Yeah. Okay. They're saying, yo, Dose, it's Alex. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
He put like three times. I'm sorry, buddy. It's just there's so many comments coming through, and the conversation is good, and sometimes I just forget. But my apologies. But which reminds me, after every end of the episode, you yourself can nominate somebody from the 3-Bat production locker room or from any from 3-Bat that you want to come in for next episode, next month. Do you have anybody in mind? And you need to call them out right now on the camera. That's you.
Oh, boss. He's done a lot of podcasts, but that I've seen here and there, but someone that you should actually bring is none other than Mr. Cyrus GT.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Your name has been called, buddy. If you're watching,
we'll let them know next week.
No. And I promise you, El Foquito here will not be here. So you're in good hands.
Oh, really?
Really? I locked the door like I did last time, bro.
Dude, I'll crawl through the bottom. I can fit through there.
He got a good point. That's a very good point. But yeah. Thank you so much, man.
No, thank you.
Man,
thank
you for it's me, a lot man. Of fun thank hearing the stories you come across and telling us today, man. And so I appreciate everything you're doing out there. Keep doing what you're doing, homie.
Yes, sir. We'll do. Thank all you. Right. Appreciate it. No shout problem. Out to all my raza from Brownsville, Texas. I love you, man. Anywhere in the valley, too. But especially because I'm born and raised from Brownsville, Texas. Y pura Southmost, papi. Pura
Southmost. I won't know. Hey, now I know where you play baseball. Now I know. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching tonight. What are your final thoughts here, manito, on this episode?
Well, let me tell you one thing. Every episode...
That's great, man. So, we'll see you next time.
I love every episode that actually that you do, of course. Now, it's great that you're doing... wrestling and lucha libre, you know, for I think you have it, you're gonna have it for the whole year.
Yes.
And next time, okay, hopefully actually Sidus will be here, man. Yeah. That's gonna be a very good, as a matter of fact, we had him once, remember? Yes. One time
in the old studio.
We had him. That's gonna no, but okay. This was what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah,
about 2 years ago. As a matter of fact, vino Tilapia.
Oh no, man. they all showed up, bro.
As a matter of fact, Hyper was also here, pero Hyper ya llegó como 5 minutos antes de que
we had a good crowd. Thank you, man, for coming in, man, having a good time with us.
Thank you so much for
always.
Having me. Dos culturas, muchas gracias.
Thank you, sir.
Nos vemos la otra semana en el Brownsville Sport Park. Invita a toda la gente.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, listen up. March 28th, Saturday, 7 p.m., Brownsville, Texas, Sports Park. You don't want to miss it. All the stars from Triple A are going to be there. Talent, local from the RGV. Your tu servidor, Dos Costuras, is going to be there. Make sure you go and attend because you don't want to miss it.
Where is it going to be?
It's Brownsville Sports Park.
There we go. Catch your toe.
There you go, man.
And one more thing. I just want to give a... can you pass me, please, some of my merch right here?
Thank you.
Pero esta es para el foquito.
Para limpiarme la pelota.
Papantla. Okay. No, o sea, Papantla, your son fly.
Thank you. A ver, pon la cámara, pon la cámara.
Put your forehead.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, man. All right.
There you go.
I just saw you wearing a 6-inch cap, but I love it. That's one of the first caps that I got in the merch.
Oh,
one of
no
the first ones. First ones. Very first ones.
I'm wearing this every freaking episode now.
Hey, you show up next week.
The image is a little tiny, but because I was trying to find people that do that type of logos, pero
pues, right, right.
Encontré, nomás que ahorita me las están haciendo.
Yeah.
Pero por mientras.
But still, man. Hey,
that was the first one.
The prototype, I'll take it, man. I love prototypes, bro.
Thank you so much, man.
You see, Chu?
Thank you.
You didn't come? I got this. All right, I'm going to get
you
signed.
You were on the TC policy.
Anyways, guys, once again, thank you for everybody who tuned in tonight, man, to watch the show. I appreciate every single one of you. We've had people on here. It ran from everything from 9 people on up to at least 18 people. So then, and it stayed strong. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in tonight, man. I appreciate it. Next week, Thursday night, 7:30, we got Mr. Actually a plastic surgeon coming into the podcast.
Yeah,
I said it.
Ale.
So, somebody, this guy right here that needs to get something about.
Hold on, a plastic surgeon's coming?
A plastic surgeon's coming.
Oh, so you're going to have a doctor or you're going to have a wrestler that's a plastic surgeon?
No, it's actually a doctor.
And you're saying that I need plastic surgery?
Well, let's see if we can rearrange the head to get the glare off, bro. Just, you know.
That's true.
There you go. Yeah, that'll work. But anyway, tune in next week. Tune in next week. I know Chu has a lot of questions for this doctor next week, and
I'm going to try so much.
How can
I get a new leg?
I'm
going
to try so hard, Doc, not to ask you the real awkward questions, because I know where he's going. He does go dark really bad. But, guys, thank you so much for coming in and watching the show tonight. Oh, okay, it's my bad. Okay, I won't put that on there. thank you so much for watching, guys. And like always, we will see you next week at 7:30 p.m. Thursday nights, like always. And like always, buddy, ladies and gentlemen, peace out. Bye.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.